te hiku o te ika, wakarongo tonu mai.
Nā te mea kei kone aku kai kōrero. I tēnei wā, kia ora mai anō ki tāku nei kai kōrero, mo te rāne, wakarongo mai, kia mai ka tāwha. Kia ora mai.
Kia ora, Gilly. Mōrena whānei.
Ai, te ahua nei, te kia kōrero atu kia koe. E mahi pai wāu, e whiti maina mo te iwi o Mori Whenua. Kamutu kia rongo atu i ako e kōrero ana. O, ko hai au na te mea. Ko nā no ngā tāngata o kone i hihi ana ki te, awhinati i ako e me ngā mahi e pāna ki ako. He nā hoki, kōrero ngia mai i āpū ngā putake e kōrero ana koe mo te take nei.
Kia ora whānau, so Maki here from Shine on Kaitaia, one of the kaimahi volunteers of this kaupapa. There's quite a lot of things going on as people who follow our page have seen, and the recent thing we put on for the community with the help of many services and agencies in our town was the Clean Up Kaitaia Kaupo during Keep New Zealand Beautiful Week, and it was on Sunday the 15th of September. And it was just an amazing day, really. The first one we had was last year. And as we know, there are rōpū out there within Miri Whenua that do clean up. A lot of them we don't know about. They clean the beaches, they clean a whole lot of areas. So last year we just wanted to, encourage our town to do a couple of the same. We had people from so many different agencies, whether from Feedback, North Tech, Far North Roading, Department of Corrections, like so many representatives that wanted to uffy. And it was a beautiful day and a bit bittersweet because after that day we ended up collecting about 60 plus bags of rubbish, and it was really an awareness thing, and we had a lot of tamariki and rangati that came on the day, so it's really just having a hands-on kaupapa for our kids to see, and obviously what they don't want to see for their future and their now, so that was awesome. And so from there we've got pretty much something every month. We're also volunteering at various things. Our next kaupapa, if you didn't know, is this Sunday, so the holidays coming up, we want to do something in the holidays for our kids, and it's at Allendale Park. We've a quarter, it's called Know Your Neighbours Day, and it's just a kaupapa that has been spoken about on Facebook. If people know, we kind of look on Facebook what people are upset about, or there's not enough in town, so that's one thing earlier this year, families wanted to get together, know their neighbours, have something on their street for their kids to do. And this is basically from the community's whakaaro, and we're just bringing the pier down. I'm going to bring some basketballs, going to bring some games. So come and bring a plate of kaiti here. There's going to be a free barbecue and drinks. And again, with the support from Dorpu, like Boarding Safer Communities, we're going to have Blue Light come down. The police, some security people that I think people don't realise are contactable for your street if you need any uffy and stuff. So it is for fun and games and just to get together and, whakawhanangatanga and just have an awesome time. At the same time, we're trying to, without kind of preaching it, share services and support that are out there for our whānau that they may not know about and make those connections. So that's another awesome day. As usual, everything's free, and also as usual, drug free, alcohol free. And just come with your fun pants on. There's going to be games, relays, and at the end we're having a street competition. So basically you're representing your street from Terry Cruz, Parkdale, Nola, all that area, Fiancé Basketball Tournament, as well as a bit of a top town event. And there's going to be prizes up for grabs thankfully sponsored by Pack and Save, vouchers for our families. So, yeah, make sure you come and represent your street on that day for that kaupapa.
So what...
Michael,
you're saying that it's on this Saturday, is it?
That's this Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday. Yeah, and where are they going to have?
Allendale Park, Parkdale Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where the courts are. It's this Sunday, the 29th of September.
At time?
It starts at 1 o'clock. So you can have a big sleep in after Saturday and then come and bring your kids down at 1 o'clock. Okay. And it'll be a few hours.
Okay. Now, as you had gone last, one of your kōrero was, you had a clean-up day. And what day was that?
That was the 15th of September, and that was a Sunday as well.
Oh, okay.
So some of our youth have said is Sunday is one of the most days where kids are roaming around and not got much to do, which is true. It's also, a day where, it is a day of rest too, like for some whānau, but we've noticed, a lot of our kids just roam around and they're doing their thing. So if we just try and keep Sunday as a day of activity for those that are not resting, then that's what we're going to do. And the Sunday after, our next Sunday monthly event in October, it's going to be at Te Ahu. I really hope people try to... follow the Facebook page. And I know some people aren't on Facebook or try and read the age because we try and put all our events in there. Because it's a really exciting event. I can't say too much at the moment about what it's going to be, but it's another awesome whānau kaupapa that we're excited to bring to the community. And that's Sunday the 20th of October. At the moment, we have auditions. The online auditions, they're running on our page as well. We are looking for talent, and it's all open ages, not just rangatahi this time, but for all ages to share your talent, do a video, upload it to our Facebook page Messenger, and basically from this process, we have two mentors. It's Opolongi R. Sam, who's a music teacher at Abundant Life, and Soul Sister Aotearoa. People may know her, she's one of our kaimahi as well. They're going to be choosing from the auditions a group of people to represent on the show, at our Christmas show, which I'll talk about soon. They're going to be mentoring them and giving them all the support they need, including two youth MCs, to put on an awesome show for us in December.
So
already we've got so many auditions that are coming, beautiful singers, some interesting dancers, and just amazing talent as usual. Just thinking more, we're thinking we might have to extend time because people have asking for more time because deadline was 30th of September. We're just kind of working on that for the scheduling because there's rehearsals and things that have to happen before the show.
Yeah.
And just jumping to that in December. So the Christmas celebrations this year are 7th of December. It's a Saturday, starting with the Santa Parade and then afterwards going to JC Park for Christmas in the Park. And that's the Centennial Park down by across from Mobile on Commerce Street. So, between the section of the people for the show and the concert, there's going to be some workshops and rehearsals. Now, those workshops are going to be open to the community. So, hopefully, listeners, if you're following the page, you'll find out and be updated on what those dates are going to be. We're going to have free community workshops around songwriting, around looping, around DJing, around all these different areas of art, creative art. A lot of our kids, and again, it's open ages. Anyone who wants to come and either learn or develop their skills in those areas, yeah, we're just thankful to a whole lot of musicians in our community that are coming together to ASI with that. And again, just to provide positive spaces, positive activities for our whānau interested in art.
Oh, very nice. Oh, you've really had a few issues to advise on the radio with people for the events coming up. Oh, it's interesting. I think that one about the one that's going to do about the park, the Christmas, and that, and the singing and all sorts, and with ASAM and them having to do sponsoring them or teaching them with different things. He is a fabulous music teacher. I do know him. And, of course, I think there's lots of talents in up the far north here. Mm. It's a matter of them just having to be tutored well and having the confidence on the stage and doing different things about the way they sing it. It's going to be good. Very good. Yeah.
A lot of our people, they already have it.
Yeah.
They have what it takes, and all they need is a bit more kind of direction and guidance.
That's
all they need.
That's exactly right, you know.
And then a platform. So, yeah, now we're looking forward to it. We love this stuff. Really looking forward to it. Before we finish up, I'd better mention we had the honour of taking on the Hiku Youth Awards this year. So previously, last year, the youth space, Dame O'Rice, he managed it. And before then, Hino Motipine, who's another one of our volunteers, she managed it with Te Hiku Haora. So this year, we are with REAP and the youth space and other agencies again, going to be hosting it at Te Ahu Thursday, the 14th of November. And again, if people follow our page and check out the Northland Age, you'll be able to follow on how the process is going to be rolling out, because there'll be nominations called. We also have about 4 awards left for any businesses or agencies that want to sponsor one of the youth awards. There's 10 awards this year. It's going to be an awesome night. It's open, free to the community to come and see who the finalists are, to check out the categories. But again, it's Thursday, 14th of November, Te Hiku Youth Awards. Another kaupapa, just to acknowledge and celebrate our rangatahi, our taiohi throughout Miri Whenua.
Oh, lovely. Oh, well, you've covered quite an extreme show for us this morning. So lovely. Kia ora mai anō ki a koe, maikaha. And, in the next month, we'll be talking a lot about the different shows that are coming up and your kōreros about the different things, and encouraging a lot of people to join in. Okay?
Ka pai.
Ai, tēnā koe, mō tēnei rā, and keep rolling, keep listening, and keep singing. Kia ora mai anō ki a koe.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumāwhetu, ira tahi te iarere.